We're going to be introduced to the proposed UU eighth principle. When I first heard of it a few months ago and mentioned it to some of my friends here at SUF, it became apparent that none of us had been exposed to this campaign. Today, I will attempt to remedy that situation. I've been doing a ton of research on numerous UU websites and Facebook pages, and I even took a two-hour webinar dedicated to educating folks on the eighth principle in order to bring you the best information I could find. Therefore, some of the language I'm using today was taken verbatim from these sources. George just read our Unitarian Universalist seven principles. These are not dogma or doctrine, but a guide for those who participate in UU religious communities. This morning, I'll be introducing you to the new proposed eighth principle. It reads, quote, I'm hearing a puppy barking. Can everybody make sure they're... Oh, thank you. It reads, quote, we, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote, semicolon, journeying towards spiritual wholeness by working to build a diverse, multicultural, beloved community by our actions that accountably dismantle racism and other oppressions in ourselves and our institutions. Now, those are a lot of words to take in, so I'm going to repeat it. We, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote, journeying towards spiritual wholeness by working to build a diverse, multicultural, beloved community by our actions that accountably dismantle racism and other oppressions in ourselves and our institutions. As of June 23rd, this past June, June 23rd, when I was writing this message to you all, 110 UU congregations out of more than 1,000 across the country have voted to codify this principle into UU understanding and ideals. It will be voted on by the UUA at the next General Assembly in 2022. So, where did the eighth principle come from? Paula Cole Jones is the UU Director of Racial and Social Justice. After working with congregations on the issues of the seven principles and deep multiculturalism for over 15 years, deep multiculturalism is also known as beloved community. She realized that a person can believe they are being a good UU and following the seven principles without thinking about or dealing with racism and other oppression at the systemic level. Our existing seven principles imply the eighth principle, but do not explicitly hold us accountable for addressing these oppressions directly. The evidence for this is rather obvious. Most Unitarian Universalist congregations are primarily European American in membership, in culture, especially in music, and leadership, even when located near diverse communities. Paula saw that an eighth principle was needed to correct this and conferred with Bruce Pollock Johnson about some of the components that should be in it. Bruce put together an initial draft in 2013, and the two of them worked with a group of anti-racist activists to refine it. Unitarian Universalists and the UUA have done very good work in fighting racism, such as during the civil rights movement of the 1960s and in the 1990s, passing a resolution in 1997 at GA to become an anti-racist, anti-oppression, multicultural organization. But the funding and support started to wane in the 2000s. It became apparent that our accountability mechanism failed us. UUs also have a mixed record historically in other areas of racial justice. That is, we have had people on both sides of abolitionism, including people like Jefferson, as you all know, who was a slaveholder. And some Unitarians were even proponents of eugenics, leading to some of the racial extremes of Nazism and apartheid South Africa. For people identifying as white, it is too easy to ignore these issues, which is exactly what keeps the system of racism in our society alive, and in fact, worsening right now. As UUs, we need to decenter whiteness and other dominant cultures in our organization and our individual cultures. The new Jim Crow is what we call the mass incarceration and the criminal justice system, which are replacing the older systems of slavery and Jim Crow laws. The new Jim Crow includes police violence against people of color, the recent Supreme Court decisions on voting rights and affirmative actions, and the election of Donald Trump with his racist advisors and followers, including both his attorneys general, openly supporting white supremacists. And that shows that the country is moving quickly and dangerously in the wrong direction. We Unitarian Universalists need to do our part and take strong leadership to reverse these trends. The eighth principle came from a feeling that we need something to renew our commitment to this work, to hold ourselves accountable, and to fulfill the potential of our existing principles. You may be aware that the UU Association in 2016 went through a crisis related to inclusive hiring practices, especially related to whites being hired over highly qualified Latinx candidates, resulting in the resignation of UUA President Peter Morales in 2017. The hallmark of Unitarian Universalism is that it deliberately and enthusiastically is not static. It is a religious tradition that grows and changes and evolves. Our identity is characterized not primarily by rituals and old texts, but by the way we agree to be together, continually learning and growing and changing as new information and insight is introduced. Keeping the principles unchanged doesn't protect their sanctity. It just keeps them unchanged and perhaps at risk of becoming irrelevant. We are at a moment in history where we who have been mostly at ease, comfortable, and safe in Unitarian Universalism are being asked to side with those who are not accustomed to feeling those things, not in our congregations and not elsewhere in their lives. We're being asked to say yes. We endorse the spirit of this eighth principle that asks us to be in accountable relationship with one another to dismantle racism and oppression in ourselves and our congregation. We're not being asked to say that our other priorities are unimportant or even less important. Our efforts to address climate chaos, to provide resources for those who are food insecure, to sing and grieve and pray and play and learn together are all still critically important. We are being asked to affirm that the work of dismantling racism and other oppressions is one of those top priorities. Again, why now? To quote some of the UU website, UUism has great potential for building diverse, multicultural, beloved community as envisioned by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Not just European Americans and African Americans, but including Native Americans, Latinx people, and other cultural groups. And our congregations could experience tremendous diversification, vitality, and thriving if we work to embody this vision. But it won't happen without conscious awareness of and effort on our part. The UU principles were designed to be dynamic, not a fixed creed. This is still directly from the UU website. It means we want to always continue to be educating ourselves, exploring truth, and raising our consciousness. When we get to a new level of understanding and clarity, our structure makes it possible to reflect that. Unitarian Universalism is the only religion that intentionally builds in that flexibility to acknowledge the importance of ongoing revealed truth. This happened when the environmental awareness reached a critical mass and got added as a seventh principle, although it also has multicultural relationship implications. We are approaching a similar critical mass level of awareness with the systemic nature of racism and other oppressions. The eighth principle is really just the beginning of action rather than the ultimate goal. It should lead to restoring funding and support for Jubilee anti-racism trainings for any UUs who want them, and the other programs of the late 1990s, as well as starting an anti-racism version of the Welcoming Congregation program that was so effective for LGBTQ awareness and progress. Many people of color have been attracted by the values and potential of UUism, but their souls have been repeatedly wounded by its whiteness. Let's make our actions match our values. Let's be a UU movement that feeds them. That would be spiritual wholeness. And that whole last section was quoted directly from the UU, from Beacon Street's website. Paula Cole Jones, the mother of the eighth principle, describes her experience at her own church, quote, "Having the eighth principle can call people into action in ways that they align their actions and deliberations with the principle. My congregation adopted the eighth principle in December 2017. In January 2018, we had a crisis, and the eighth principle was a congregational agreement that had great impact on what was possible. We are still transforming and restructuring while grounding the eighth principle into every part of the church. My advice is do not wait. Let the principle call you/us into being in alignment as the other UU principles currently do. A vote for the eighth principle is a statement of solidarity. If many of us move together, our actions will have an impact on the whole system. I believe our job is to normalize the eighth principle as a calling for UUs to fully live out our principles and values. We UUs are being challenged to evolve the status quo of the last 50 years of Unitarian Universalism to be much more intentional about looking at ourselves as much as we have often wanted to point the finger at others. It is hard and messy work. It is destabilizing. It is frustrating to those who have been traditionally centered. And as demonstrated by the polarization of our current political culture, it feels completely necessary if we are ever going to actually support any version of our many understandings of a truly beloved community. change can be difficult. And here are some of the questions I've heard and read online when people are discussing this issue. At Community Church of New York, we aren't voting to pass the eighth principle until we are living it. I'm wondering if we're alone in that. Has the focus for all of you been on passing it or on incorporating it? If you are incorporating it, specifically accountability and this vision of equity to build a beloved community, what does it look like? How have things changed for you? And I suppose for everyone, how has passing the eighth principle changed your church? Why do we need an eighth principle? One of the answers, because white people forget and we go back to previous ways of thinking. Quote, this is about white UUs and makes evident the genius of the eighth principle in keeping white attention on accountably dismantling racism in our congregations, our movement, municipalities, nation, and global community. Even as the racial reckoning among white Americans after the murder of George Floyd subsides. As an addendum to this discussion, we'll be opening up the floor for discussion on this. I want to give you the news from General Assembly 2021, and I just found this the other day as I was going over my script. At UUA 2021, delegates have voted on the Statement of Conscience, which is called the SOC, Undoing Systemic White Supremacy, a Call to Prophetic Action, and it passed by 91%. I'm kind of wondering about the other nine, but that's okay. The Statement of Conscience reads, and this is from the UUA GA, seeking universal justice and equity, we call upon Unitarian Universalist Association and Unitarian Universalist individuals and congregations, groups, to actively engage in undoing systemic white supremacy in all of its manifestations. Systemic white supremacy refers to the embedded, institutional, and pervasive nature of racism, white privilege, and racial bias and oppression in our society. We acknowledge the impact of systemic white supremacy is intersectional, meaning it impacts people differently across race, income / class, gender, age, ethnicity, immigration status, sexual orientation, religion, disability, and more. As Unitarian Universalists, we decry the ways in which the intersectional impact of systemic white supremacy divides our human family by privileging some groups over others and thereby generating resistance to the common goal of universal equity and justice. Systemic white supremacy is a direct affront to every one of our principles. Most egregious, we are losing lives of Black, Indigenous, and people of color all across this nation, from long-standing ills of police violence to hate crimes to emerging crises of the pandemic, due to the evil of systemic white supremacy. Therefore, as Unitarian Universalists, we must engage in urgent action to confront the moral crisis of our time. Undoing systemic white supremacy requires multifaceted, long-term efforts for change. This includes not only engaging in action beyond the denomination, but also internal work within the denomination to overcome the ways in which systemic white supremacy is woven into our group cultures, our interpersonal relationships, and individual ingrained biases. This call affirms the wealth of knowledge and vital guidance detailed in the UUA Commission on Institutional Change report called Widening the Circle of Concern. Unitarian Universalist organizations and individuals are called to implement the recommendations in this report as a means to release ourselves from the limits of systemic white supremacy, which are embedded in our structures and habits, so as to allow Unitarian Universalists to live our shared values more fully and freely. End quote. We're going to open up the floor for discussion at this time. We have a few minutes. So please feel free to unmute yourselves and let us know your thoughts. The question is, should Skagit Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship adopt the eighth principle? So I've given you everything that I have, everything that I know about this. I wanted to do this so I would learn about the eighth principle. So I would love to hear what everyone else thinks. Please feel free to unmute. Go ahead, Mike.